Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So it's that time again. We're going to look at a Twitter thread about what communists plan on doing when communism is finally achieved. Now, the neat part about this is that it won't ever be achieved. And that's something that literally everyone has known for about 150 years now. But for some reason, there are still some communists who are convinced that the revolution is just one more death away, just around the corner.
About another million.
Yeah, well, yeah, just one more famine. And if you want to know more about communism, why would you? But if you do, you can go to Lysis.com and check out our book club on the Communist Manifesto, in which Thomas and I explain in great and pedantic detail why this is total nonsense. But also we explain what they're trying to achieve. And in sum, that is a classless, moneyless, stateless society. Not actually the Soviet Union. However, the Soviet Union is what they get every single time, because it turns out that you can't deprive everyone of everything they have to make them theoretically equal without some people needing to be oppressed along that way. And so to do the oppressing, you need a tyrannical totalitarian state. And weirdly, that doesn't just wither away, believe it or not. Like, totalitarian states don't just disappear once everyone's been put in line and the wrong people have been put up against the wall.
Sure. I thought Stalin was just going to, well, I've done my job and leave.
Yeah, exactly. It's strange how it doesn't. But anyway, let's go to the Twitter thread, because I really enjoy these. Periodically, like once every year, basically, get some leftists on Twitter's like, I've just finished reading my idyllic communist fancy. And there are lots of different idyllic communists. She's probably just finished reading Kropotkin or something. But she's like, what will your position be after communism is achieved? So, okay, let's get into this. Because the replies to this are just gold. People are starting to understand. So the next one, right? The first one. I will write books in the mornings, playing football in the afternoon, and drawing in the evening without ever becoming a writer, athlete, or painter. Right, so you're going to be crap at everything. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you go to dinner parties. How are you going to describe yourself? Unemployed, by the sounds of it. Like, you're not going to be good enough at any of those to actually do them.
You've got to understand, everyone's going to be unemployed, right? So the only things you'll ever do are things you do for fun, which means you're going to be a dilettante. You're going to be crap at everything, right?
I love how every one of these has got the response questions.
That's exactly it. The replies. I mean, you can just scroll down this. It's just, you're going to be in the coal mines.
Yeah. Like, but I thought it'd be a neo-queer video game streamer for the cause.
Yeah. What? Dig the effing hole.
For the cars.
Yeah, exactly. You have just got no idea. The next one, of course, I'll be an artist. I'll probably join some kind of artists union, creating music and art, but doing more manual work if necessary. Part-time miner, part-time musician.
To be honest, a lot of manual work is going to be necessary.
Well, I was thinking, Bradley, that if necessary.
Yes, if necessary.
But other ones, yeah. Artists aren't necessary. Worse, if they criticize the state and don't provide for it, do manual labor you're up against the wall. Exactly. The next one, actor and writer, except this time I can actually tell the stories that are important to my community. Comrade, someone replies, you will tell the stories that the Central Committee tells you to tell, or you will be arrested for fomenting counter-revolutionary thought. another one as well. Pleasant dream, comrade. The state requires you to be a medical tester in the soap factory. You'll be scrubbed for 12 hours a day with lye-rich soap to figure out the safe formula for the people. You get privilege of being clean. You also get the privilege of having burnt skin. All of these replies, just the idyllic, dreamy, oh, I'm going to be a musician and painter. No, you're not. You're getting in the factory.
The saddest one is at the bottom there. Your vote shouldn't count. That's the same as mine.
But that's true.
We do need a way of stopping these people from voting. Like, just, you know, even if it has to be, you have to be a property owner or served in the military. I don't care anymore.
On the
just
plus
these
side,
people need to be stopped.
If it helps, I'm actually kind of optimistic because all of these people's votes are going to be wasted. Every single one of these votes are going to be for some tiny fringe communist party you've never even heard of. That, you know, they're like, oh, brilliant. So that's the three votes that party gets. So it's all wasted votes. So actually, this is not such the problem as you might think. Anyway, the next one, I'll be a teacher. I would dictate the elementary education system. Illegal to have more than 12 kids in a classroom. Nice dream, comrade. Your proposal is deemed unreasonable by the state. Now you will dig silver for 20 hours a day in an Appalachian diver mine. Silver mine, I'm sure they meant that. If you don't meet the quota, you will be declared a burden to the state and executed for the glory of the Ministry of Finance. Hi, AJ. We reviewed your application for the Director of Education, and due to having over 500,000 applicants, unfortunately, you were not selected for this position. Luckily, we did find you another option. You can work at the landfill in Sector 8C. Thanks again for applying. Like, this is what you're going to get.
I love how just, yeah, the majority of people are just welcome communism. Why are we dealing with you? Why are you so deluded?
Yeah, exactly. Look, you are a lunatic. You know, get off of Twitter. Stop reading communist literature. The next one's great. It's a real big brain one, this one. I'd be an important thinker, creator, innovator, artist, and idea. I could imagine myself teaching refugees JavaScript or developing ways to provide clean drinking water to a billion people and more. And someone's just like, sorry, you'll be working in the cement factory. I'd be an important thinker. What's stopping you from being an important thinker now?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You can solve all of those issues right now. You can do the things. You can get a loan and get them done. Yeah. And instead, you're sat around reading nonsense.
I was so tempted to include this, but there's this great quote from Life of Pyrrhus by Plutarch, where, like, Pyrrhus and his assistant, his assistant's like, right, so what are we doing? He's like, oh, we're invading Italy. Oh, why? Ah, because the Romans think they can beat us. Great, okay, and what are we going to do after that? Well, we'll invade Sicily. Great, okay, why? Because they think they can beat us. What after that? Well, then Africa, then Egypt, then the Middle East, and then we'll have conquered everything. We'll retake Greece and Macedon, and then we'll be kings of the whole world. And he's like, okay, why? And he's like, well, So then we can just sit at our ease and drink all day and have pleasant stories. It's like, you're the king of a country. Why don't you just do that now? You know? And that's literally these. Like, look, you could do all these things if you wanted. You're just not capable of doing all these things, which incidentally was a problem Pyrrhus had. Anyway, the next one, I'll probably go back to college and get an aerospace engineering and planetary science degree and work in space exploration, which I assume would be likely far more prioritized in a communist society than it is today. Oh, yeah, far more prioritized. For the record, I'm currently in college doing economics. I dropped aerospace engineering because my greatest job prospects that there are right now are weapons development that would go 100% to further US imperialism. Yeah, that's the reason.
Okay, well, this takes me on blacklist.
No. But look, the guy, nice way to say I dropped out because I was too lazy and or stupid to succeed in an engineering program.
As well.
Yes. You know, enough daydreaming, Moon 13, get back to the coal mine. The next one, and this I love this one so much, right? Look at the username. F-U, hammer and sickle, from someone called at communist C-word, right?
Healthcare worker.
I'm going to be a healthcare worker. As much as I love to write, my heart is in helping the ailing. Really? Yeah. Really?
Wonderful bedside manner.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait.
You haven't even read about Conquest of Bread, have you?
Yeah, exactly.
Pulls the IV.
And my favorite response to this, you can realize your dreams, comrade, while you dig trenches on the front line. Food distribution, because of course, seeing as I'm a customer service assistant for food retailer right now, I'd probably work in the food distribution centers that replace shops. That is, until it's automated. So, okay, look, comrade punk, right? You're making up your fantastical communist dream scenario, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to serve food like I do right now. Why? Why would you need a communist revolution for that?
No, hang on. He's entirely right, and you're not seeing why.
Go on.
Okay, so in North Korea, they have the public distribution system, which distributes the food.
Yeah, of course.
And the people in charge of that are unbelievably privileged because they're in charge of the goddamn food.
That's a good point.
And therefore, you can get anything you needed. You could bribe anything. You can trade anything.
But he's talking about the post-tyranny fantasy land of communism where everything is perfectly doled out. And so no one's hungry. Everyone has exactly what there is no corruption because there's no money, right? No one goes without. And even then he's like, yeah, I'd like to be a food retailer like I am right now. It's like, so God.
I think in the back of his mind, he knows when things go wrong, that's the person who's going to eat. Everyone else is not.
Of course, the best reply, lol, this guy thinks there'll be food. the next one, what are my special talents? Music, mathematics, and teaching are some of my skills. Under communism, those skills will be harnessed for the benefit of the collective. The new human will be built on the basis of the new community existing inside the new international society.
How much music are we going to eat? How much music are going to build houses?
Mathematically figure out how to plant.
So many people are like, I'm just going to play my guitar. I don't need any more guitar players. That's for damn sure.
Well, we need cobalt miners, as that Harold points out. Back to the lithium processing plant with you.
Coal miner.
Yeah. And the next one's great as well.
What's that quote from Pol Pot there? If you could just go back and scroll up a little bit. I want to read from Pol Pot's good words. A teacher, you say, I have a special assignment. Okay. Sorry.
Are you wearing glasses, are you? This next one's great. I'm going to do literally nothing. A local bookish person who fishes a few times a week, teaches loosely organized seminars on history and philosophy, and spends a lot of time hanging out with her lover in the forest. Sorry, what do you think you mean the Garden of Eden? I mean, they do literally think they're going to be in the Garden of Eden. But like, imagine, who's going to turn up to that? You're going to be on your own. But someone's just like, yeah, sorry, you've been chosen to clean the bus terminals in section H29.
But also, you can do all of that now.
Yeah, nothing stops you.
Sure, you still have to work a job so you can pay the bills for all that, you know, food and electricity you're using. But the rest of the time, you can go to the woods, you can go fishing, you can sit around on Twitch.
This person's like, I'd like to be a burden on society.
Yeah.
I'd like to just take and consume and do nothing.
But even if this person just moved to like a town in the middle of nowhere and did like a part-time job at a store, I feel like they could do these things. They wouldn't live the opulence they currently live in a big city. But
local bookish person has a part-time job in a bookstore, lives with their partner in a small flat, and then on the weekends in the afternoons, they go off into the woods and do whatever stupid stuff they want to do.
Yeah,
totally feasible.
You're going to have to give up your really nice phone and your holidays, though, because you live in the middle of nowhere and in a small town.
Maybe, but this person probably doesn't go on many holidays anyway, do they?
I'm talking about like foreign holidays where they probably take.
Probably don't take that anyway. Anyway, the next one, I will provide critical thinking. In a communist utopia.
No, you won't.
I will provide free education for everyone who wishes to learn about humanity's history and how we achieved such a successful revolution, and to always be critical thinkers and construct one's own knowledge. Teaching is what I wish to do. Well, A, you could be a teacher now, but I really don't want you to be.
No, she only wants to teach about how she made this Garden of Eden.
How did the communist revolution go? Well, I mean, you're gonna have to figure that out, aren't you? But remember, the question itself...
I love all the Russian flags and the responses, actually.
Yeah.
Local Russians being like, you're a moron.
You may wish to teach, but instead you will work in the steel foundry for 12 hours a day in unsafe conditions, says a Russian.
Yeah.
But the question itself is capitalist, you see. Get to the next one, John. This question itself is capitalist because it makes no sense under communism. One is not confined to being their occupation, but is known as beautifully inconsistent, evolving, each day different. My position will be what is needed, and then whatever I feel like when I wake up each morning. I mean, come on.
This is also, I hate this. I've heard this so often.
Such dreamy nonsense.
No, but even in our society, you are not just your job. Like, sure, when you go to a dinner party and people say, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, they want to know what your profession is because you might make contacts or whatnot. But if you're describing yourself, I mean, if you actually think about it, you would say, oh, no, I really enjoy history. Like, you're a history buff. Nigel Farage could describe himself that way because he is about World War One or any other things that you do, you know, painting or so forth. Like, you don't actually have to just say your job. Like, you could be more interesting things in your life. But these people, I don't think have any interesting things in their life.
No, of course they don't. They're people on the internet. But men do tend to identify themselves with their jobs. I'm a builder, I'm a miner, I'm, you know, whatever.
Sure, but you don't have to.
No,
and
you
these people
have
are
to.
Like, in capitalism, you have to. And I hate that rhetoric because it's so BS.
Well, they don't have any kind of any intellectual life outside of dreaming about what they'll be when the glorious utopia is here. But you can see this is a big wish fulfillment fantasy. That's all this is. That's all communism is. It is this weird, like, and the sort of mercurial nature of the people who want it. It's like, well, I'll be this, I'll be that, I'll be other. It's like, you're going to be nothing because you're a loser, frankly. You're going to contribute nothing to anyone.
You'll be what you are already.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be exactly what you are already, assuming you're not put against the wall. But there were some really good replies to this. I like this. Landlord.
Based fanboy.
The next one is dead, a preferable alternative. Or this was my favorite one, a reactionary from Daily Roman Updates. But anyway, that's just, I know this was like a low effort segment and stuff, but I just love watching them like desperately try and justify themselves. Like, we're going to be a loser who does nothing, who contributes nothing, who's in this weird dream world as he gets put against the wall and shot.
It does reflect how seriously we should take these people in the political sphere.
Yes.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium video, an interview with Madge Torre on Black Guns Matter. If you want to follow what else Harry's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Harry Lotus Eater on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.